Now in this week's arts, Dita Asiedu reports on a new exhibition on Mozart's time spent in Prague.
The Marriage of Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, one of the most recognizable tunes. Today we're at the Mirror Chapel of Prague's Clementinum, where a new exhibition has just been opened. It is part of the Mozart Prague 2006 project, which was launched this year to mark the 250th anniversary of the birth of the great Austrian composer. The exhibition is called The People of Prague Pay Homage to Me, and Mark Newbo, a music professor and one of the organizers, is with us now to explain why this particular title was chosen and how the exhibition, which only runs until November the 26th, is different from others.
It is said that Mozart said one time after the premiere of Don Giovanni or later that the Czech people understand him very well. And this was transformed to the people of Prague, which understand Mozart, or the quotation was "Moji Pražané mě rozumějí," the people of Prague understand me. So we tried to a little bit change it again and say the people of Prague pay homage to me, because this is certainly true.
So how are they paying homage to Mozart?
In the beginning of 19th century, there was a large Mozart cult. And we wanted in this exhibition to show how much his music was performed, what music was performed, or in which ways this music was performed, what the people thought about, for example. In Prague, there was no competition. That's very important, that Mozart in this occasion, he shouldn't be worried about a host of other composers pushing to the same position or something like this. No, with Don Giovanni, he got a free commission and he could do almost what he wanted. And also the audience was much more warmer probably than in Vienna, because they were much more delighted and appreciated that somebody so good have come to Prague.
How often was he here in Prague?
Well, there are three stays, which are really trips to Prague. It was in the beginning of 1787, when he was invited to see the production of La Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro. After this visit, which was very successful, he was commissioned to write an opera, a new opera especially for Prague, and that was Don Giovanni. So that was the second stay in the autumn, 1787, when he finished the opera in Prague and produced it here. And then for the last time, when he visited directly Prague, that was in 1791, when he was asked again by the Prague director of the opera to write stage work opera for the coronation festival of Leopold II, the new emperor, who became the Czech king. So in this occasion, Mozart wrote his last opera, La Clemenza di Tito. It is his last opera, if we judge that Die Zauberflöte, the magic flute, is a singspiel. The exhibition is centered on Mozart's memorial. This is a special collection which was founded in 1833 in Prague and contains mostly Mozart's music, that means in a manuscript and contemporary copies, as well as in first prints. There are a few things which are really came from Mozart family. I mean, there are several letters, for example, written by Mozart, by Mozart's father, by Mozart's mother, and Mozart's wife, Constanze. But there are also some books about Mozart and librettos of his first operas.
Now, of course, this year celebrates a special anniversary, and there have been quite a few exhibitions already on Mozart. So how is this one different from the others?
Yes, we wanted to make it different, and I think the difference come already with this focusing on this special collection, because this collection, as I mentioned, is from 19th century, and it reflects the special work and love for Mozart in Prague. So the most of the exhibition in Austria and elsewhere are concentrated on Mozart and Mozart's time, which is very interesting, of course. But such exhibitions were and will be again. But this here in Prague, with this exhibition, we can look on Mozart's reception, on another chapter of Mozart's musical life.
That Mozart Memorial is also one of the first actual collections of Mozart's work and life, documenting his life.
Yes, that's true. It was the first collection of such a kind, and it was founded with the intention to promote Mozart's music, to allow to study it, to copy, to diffuse, to make Mozart more popular still. So that was really an original and successful idea, I would say, very important in the time when it was expensive to buy sheet music printed, or even it was hard to copy.
Now, you mentioned some letters. Could you tell us a few lines that we can see written there?
Yes, definitely. The most interesting, perhaps, is one letter by Mozart, written in 1781. It was interesting more, that's only part of his long letter, which he was writing to his father, but as happens also today, he started one day, but then he didn't finish it, and then other day he continued, and next week he continued more, and at the end it was 1 month, or I don't know how a long time before after finishing, and we have only part of this long letter. And it's a nice letter, because he explains why he's so delighted again, and he wishes all the best to the name dame of his sister Nannerl, and he also sends some music with enclosed with this letter, and he explains what to do with it.
And where are the exhibits from?
The main parts, the Mozart Memorial, which makes a part of National Library of Music Department. And then we have also few but interesting things like posters and some glasses and pictures from Museum of City of Prague, from Prague Conservatory, and from the National Museum, the Museum of Bedřich Smetana, because that's maybe interesting. In this exhibition, we can also see an autograph by Bedřich Smetana, and that's the cadences to the D minor Mozart's concert for a piano, which Bedřich Smetana played in a big festival concert in 1856.
Now, most of us picture Mozart's character to be as it was in Forman's film, Amadeus. Could you tell us what kind of a person he was?
Judging from the letters, this is something I would recommend to everybody who really is interested. Only reading his letters, you will see that it was really a man of many talents, that he was really open-minded, talented, gifted, not only in music, that he was of very nice heart. He also, for example, knew, trusted in himself very much, especially later, that he has a very nice relationship with his father, and he was not afraid of him, and also his love for his wife, Constanze.